Who are those around me? Who am I surrounded by to receive advice, to live every word that we allow to enter our hearts and minds? When we open our ears, we listen to someone's words that are sown as seeds. And if we allow them and we receive them and we allow them to be sown in our hearts, they will produce fruit. And it cannot be expected to be a good fruit from a bad tree or from a bad seed. That's why it's important to learn to discern. Not everyone who smiles, not everyone who comes with gifts wants the best. It's important to learn to treasure and keep the heart in such a way that we do not open it and deliver the treasures that God has given us to anyone. We need to learn to be prudent. We need to learn to observe. We need to learn to listen and to filter everything we hear. That's why today I start this audio asking you, from those around you, who do you listen to? What are the words that you have allowed to enter your heart? It has never happened to you that someone comes and talks to you about another person and tells you about that other person that you don't even know and gives you information about a certain person that you don't know and you record it in your mind. The next day, I introduce you to that person they told you about. If they did not tell you good words or they did not give you a good reference, they will most likely dislike you. But if you gave good reference, most likely it will come to like it. A word God teaches us in Proverbs: we are what we think. Sadly, we take care of many things except the mind and the heart. And we do not keep our ears and eyes to take care of what we perceive. What we see and what we are hearing, we have to begin to think. How many seeds have been sown in our hearts? Seeds that aren't good. And according to what we are living life, there is a word that is in the 1st of Corinthians in chapter 15, verse 33. Look at the advice that the apostle Paul gives. Because at that time, there were many people speaking, giving advice, and giving wrong ideas on who was Jesus, wrong concepts and doctrines. Then he gives them advice and tells them, do not be fooled. The saying goes that bad friendships spoil good habits. There is another word that says that bad conversations corrupt good customs. And there is another translation of the word that I really like how it expresses and says, do not be fooled, because those who say such things, because bad company corrupts good character. So it's important to know who we are surrounding ourselves with. What conversations they really build. Will it be that what you are hearing is identifying you, or what you are hearing is damaging your heart? It's important to learn to close our ears in the face of all bad conversation, but in general, it's what we like the most. Everything that is not well, good character corrupts. Maybe you grew up in a home, in a family of principles. But if you realize where you are now, you could see that you are far from those principles. That we, and that me, this is an excuse. Do not come to tell me that it's not so. My parents always told me, take care of you. How many times did our parents alert us? How many times did our parents encourage us to stay away from people who are not correct? Nevertheless, we let ourselves go. And we treated them as we related, as we talked, as we listened, little by little. we moved away from those principles and of those people who loved us the most and wanted the best for us. This happens every day, and suddenly we hide under the excuse that they don't understand us. They are outdated. It's not about that. My parents often told me, be careful with so-and-so, with that person, because they're not good company. And many times, I did not pay attention. When I came to see, speak the same to others, I had the same rebellion that others had. And the question was why? There is a saying that says that he who walks with money, something sticks to him. And it's reality. We say that it's not true when they advise us and told us that friendships can change us. And that really happens. As time passes and you lean your ears to what is not correct, everything good begins to disappear. You know why? Because the new thing that you are receiving are not good. They begin to destroy the good that was sown in you. It's like tares of wheat. And precisely, the Bible gives us advice about this. When wheat is sown, it is important to take care of it, because where there is wheat, the tares can grow. And do you know what the problem is between the tares and the wheat? Is that they look alike. And when they grow, they look the same. The tares resemble wheat. And when this happens, it's time to let them both grow, because you cannot harvest one and vote for the other, because it could be what you are seeing as tares is the wheat. And when you damage the wheat and take care of the tares, therefore, the Bible advises, and Jesus advises, saying, you have to let them both grow at the time of harvesting, at the moment when they are going to be shaken. It's that it differs from each other, because when the shaker comes, when they are filtered, then the wheat is given to know by its fruit, by its seed, and the tares by the garbage it carries. So I come back and ask you today, who are those around you? Be careful to keep your heart and keep your ears, what you are hearing, what you are seeing. Be tares, that it will be contaminated, the wheat, and it will harm and destroy all the good that it has received during life. All the good things that God has given. It's like, for example, today you receive this word from God. And you receive a word of faith, and you get up, you believe, and you receive. And you say, today, I believe. Today, you advance. And you begin to surround yourself with people who begin to kill the faith. When you come to see, at the end of the day, there is already a great doubt in your heart. And you have stopped believing. You know why? Because you have not met with those who are really going to build your life. Who have not met with those who really love you. They are going to teach wisdom, and they are going to help you grow. But with these and those other people who are really killing your heart, who are those people you trust around you, that all day, all they do is give advice about death. That the only thing they do is give you advice to the end, everything that God has designed to bless you. I give you this example. You may be having trouble in marriage, and you start looking for refuge, looking for advice, and those people who are divorced, and those people who did not have a good marriage, and those people who cannot work it out. You know what advice they're going to give you? Very few are going to give you advice to fight for your marriage. Perhaps the advice that they are going to give you is to finish it, to not work it out. Or suddenly, you have thought of doing something that is not correct. and you always look for the advice of the incorrect, of those who only think foolishness and destruction, and they will approach your life to advise you with a good thing when it really is not. You have surrounded yourself with people that the only thing they tell you are good things to hide what is not right. That is also wrong. The Bible teaches us, let us keep our hearts from all things kept. But what have you sown in your hearts? Hatred, resentment, envy. How many only come to bring you bad news and tell you about this one and the other, simply to damage what is in your heart? That's why the best strategy is to approach God and to ask the Lord to show us what is right, to help us keep our ears and discern the words that are correct and who we need to listen to. 1. You need to learn to listen to God. Some pastor, he asked, how can I listen to God? The first thing to learn to listen to God is to be willing to listen to what He has to speak to you, not what you want to hear. Sometimes we like it to be told what we want to hear. And many times what we want to hear is not what we are needing. Sometimes desire is more than need. And that's why we live a wrong life without sense. God will always speak to you what you need, what you really need to hear above your desire, because He is a loving Father and wants the best. 2, you need to learn to listen to those in your house, husband, wife, that are listening to me right now. You need to learn to listen to your husband and your wife, your children. Yes, those of the house are first, because in general, we listen more to those outside than to those of the house. God gave you an idea. God gave you an ideal help and put it there next to you to listen. 3, learn to listen to advice and learn to discern the advice from the bad information, because someone can come to tell you who is going to give you good advice and it really is feeding your ego or feeding envy or feeding pain. And that's when you must make a stop and refuse to listen. After all, who decides whether to listen or not is you. Many will come, but you decide if you want to keep your heart or continue to allow your heart to be poisoned to such an extent of dying. Today, I give you this advice. Do you hear me? It all depends on you. Father, I thank you for your words. And thank you, Lord, because each verse, each word of yours is a tip for us. Through each word, you teach us how to live. Lord, and how wonderful, because how many mistakes have we made thinking that we do things correctly, but it's not like that. We live life with the information we have. And living life with the information we have is close to the day of tomorrow, because we do not know what will come. But when we trust, when we let you guide us, you make us more than conquerors, because you already know what is to come, because you already know, Lord, what you have prepared for us. So help us. Help us to listen to your voice, to stay calm, and to let you guide us. Lord, you have the best for us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He sends you a very special hug. And remember that you can follow him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. And you can subscribe to our devotional YouTube channel, Just in Time. A blessing and hug.